And now, it's time for our weekly news round, Lutheran Radio News with Paul Hill.
France's official council promoting integration has struck a raw nerve by proposing that Muslim headscarves, already banned in the civil service and state-run schools, also be outlawed at the country's universities. The High Council for Integration, in a confidential report leaked to Le Monde newspaper, said this was needed to counter problems caused by students wearing religious garb and demanding prayer space and special menus at universities. France's 2004 ban on headscarves in schools and 2010 ban on full face veils in public have alienated many of its 5 million Muslims. Rioting broke out in a Paris suburb last month after police checked identity papers of a fully veiled woman. This is one more step in the legal stigmatization of Muslims, the March 15 Liberty Committee, a Muslim group opposed to the school headscarf ban, said on Tuesday. Separation of church and state cannot be reduced, as some want it to be an arsenal of laws against Muslims. Several politicians also weighed in, warning a new ban could fan tensions between the socialist government, which stands for a strong defence of France's official secularism, and Muslims, who feel such laws are aimed at isolating and punishing them. We have to find the right balance between the need for neutrality in the public sphere and the personal choice to express a religious conviction, said Hervé Mariton, a deputy for the opposition UMP party. Government Ombudsman Dominique Baldi said a new ban may not be necessary, but France must clarify its laws on the official secularization that has led to repeated conflicts with minorities challenging it as a violation of religious rights. Pope Francis tried to set an example by sacking Slovenia's 2 top Catholic clerics over a financial scandal, the local church's highest representative at the Vatican was quoted as saying. Cardinal Frank Rode said the Pope wanted to use Slovenia as an example for the whole church to show that there will be no compromises concerning financial and other problems. A harder line towards clerics and bishops can already be noticed in the Vatican, Rode was quoted by Slovenia's Delo newspaper as telling journalists after a mass in Italy on Sunday for the Slovenian community. Pope Francis last week sacked the Archbishop of Ljubljana, Anton Stress, and the Archbishop of Maribor, Marjan Tunsak, over a financial scandal that has reportedly left one archdiocese with a budget shortfall of 800 million euros. Tiny Slovenia only has 2 Catholic archdioceses. The Bishop of Novo Mesto, Andrei Gleven, who replaced Stress as acting head of Slovenia's Catholic Church, condemned the move, saying blame had unjustly fallen on the 2 bishops. Rode refused to respond to these remarks. The case is now closed. I don't think there will be other decisions or sanctions, he said on Sunday. Slovenia has been plagued by scandals for the last few years, including allegations that Rode and the former Archbishop of Ljubljana, Alojz Ruran, had fathered children despite taking the vow of celibacy. 6 family members who suffocated a Malaysian toddler to death by piling on top of her for hours in a suspected exorcism ritual have been fined but avoided jail, a report said last week. Chua Wan Yen, aged 2, died after being pinned down under a blanket in August last year, with 8 people, including her parents, crushing her for several hours in an attempt to drive away evil spirits. A district court in northern Penang State on Friday fined the girl's parents, uncle, aunt and grandmother 10,000 ringgit or $3,000 each after they pleaded guilty to causing Tua's death by negligence, the Star reported. A 21-year-old cousin was fined 5,000 ringgit, while another cousin, 16, was released on probation, it said. All 7 originally pleaded not guilty, but in the course of the trial admitted to committing the offence at their home in the northern town of Bukit Mejedam. An Indonesian maid, who police said had joined the 7 others in the ritual, was not charged and testified against the ethnic Chinese family. The parents were also fined an additional 5,000 ringgit each on a second charge of exposing their daughter to physical harm. The offence is punishable by up to 10 years in jail, while negligently causing death carries a penalty of up to 2 years in prison. If the families fail to pay the fines, they could be jailed for up to 7 months in the parents' case or less for the others. Malaysia is a predominantly Muslim country, but has a large non-Muslim ethnic Chinese and Indian minorities. Seeking the advice of faith healers is common in Malaysia, but violent rituals are rare. In 2008, a Malaysian couple were beaten to death by family members in a bizarre ritual to cure them of a smoking habit and illnesses. A Turkish man living in Germany has invented a Muslim prayer mat that takes the strain off the knees, which he said last week he hoped now to sell worldwide. At first sight, the rug looks like other prayer mats, but is designed with special cushioning for under the knees, feet and forehead, said Adnan Pirasan, 50, who himself suffered from painful joints. Apart from saying the padding is a special kind of foam that doesn't get damaged, he declined during a telephone interview with AFP to reveal its composition. Production secret, he said. I registered my patent in 2009, and since we've been producing in three towns in Turkey. We now sell about 3,000 rugs a year. Pirasan, who arrived in Germany at the age of 10, said, sales of the orthopedic rug, which folds up into a cushion or small bag, are mostly made online, but Pirasan's company, Piratech, also has sales points in Germany, Turkey, Kuwait and Dubai. But he said he'd already sold his rugs, which come in standard, luxury and child categories, as far afield as Singapore and the United States. Pirasan has not ruled out aiming his product at other religions, telling the daily Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung that he might look into it, but not for purely business motives, but because I'd wish to make praying easier for everyone, be they Muslim, Protestant or Catholic, the paper quoted him as saying. In the UK, drinkers have raised a glass to an innovative priest who had begun meeting parishioners down the pub. The self-proclaimed Priest and the Pint Nights are being held at the Benfleet Tavern in Essex to allow curious Christians to ask questions outside of a church environment. The concept is the brainchild of American priest Father Leslie Drake of St. Mary the Virgin Church in Benfleet in Essex. He said, "It's something I've been involved with before in America. We call it God off campus. I think people are curious about religion and have questions, but may not want to come to speak to me at church. This is an opportunity for me to get out into the community and answer any questions people have about faith or the church. I don't intend to approach people, but I will be there if they want to speak to me. If Priest and the Pint Night goes well, we will hopefully do it on a monthly basis." The next Priest and the Pint Night is due to take place at Benfleet Tavern on August the 13th. And finally, almost 900,000 unlicensed marriage and baptism ceremonies took place in the 17th and 18th centuries, often inside prison, new researchers revealed. A study of clandestine registers between 1667 and 1754 by family history website ancestry.co.uk found that London's Fleet Prison was popular for marriages, with disgraced clergymen offering speedy services to anyone willing to pay. People married in clandestine ceremonies for many reasons, including speeding up the inheritance process, concealing a bigamous relationship, or validating an accidental prenuptial pregnancy. The records were originally held at the National Archives.
My name is Paul Hill. Thank you for listening to Lutheran Radio UK. Lutheran Radio News will be back next Friday. Until then, every blessing to you and goodbye for now.
This is Lutheran Radio UK, the radio station of the Evangelical Lutheran Church of England.